Hey everybody, thank you and welcome back to another episode of Nikki's Loudspeaker. I tried to do a video podcast yesterday, but it was a complete fail. So I'm just going to do a regular podcast today. And I'll work on my video stuff later. So welcome back. I hope everybody's staying safe and happy and you're still getting out to the concerts that you want to see. Today... we are going to, of course, talk about, boom, Metallica, woo! Yes, everybody, out of the blue, I saw a little clip of Lars on the Howard Stern Show, and out of the blue, a new Metallica album coming out, April 14th, 2023, called 72 Seasons. And then Howard Stern played a little clip of their song that's off that album out now called Lux Eterna, which means eternal light in Latin. So myself, being a huge Metallica fan, was so amped, I almost fell out of my chair, because as Lars also expressed, they've been working on this album over a year and a half, without one person or no social media, no nothing leaking anything about the new album. Nothing. That's why all of us were just like, what the? True Metallica style. Surprise! Merry Christmas! Merry early Christmas to all the Metallica fans off there. New Metallica album. Now, like I said, I myself... I'm a true Metallica fan. I love Metallica, inside and out. And on Facebook, Instagram, you know, I've been reading a lot of comments from people. Some saying, well, you know, it's not the same. They don't sound the same as they did from this album, from that album. Like, they're not the same after Injustice for All, or yeah, they're not the same as, you know, after Ride the Lightning, or Garage Days, or they're not the same after this, they're not the same after that, they should hang it up, and they're too old, they don't sound the same. And I'm thinking to myself, what sound would you like? What sound would you really like? Now, all this is based off of my opinion. And my opinion only. Because... I just don't understand when they say, well, they don't sound the same. And number two, they don't sound the same after this album. They don't sound the same after the 80s. They don't sound the same after the 90s. But and my question is, what do you mean sounds the same? How do you want them to sound? That's my thing. How do you want them to sound? This band, Metallica, except for... the bass player have been around since 1981. And I'm not really sure what kind of sound these people are looking for. I'm really confused at what... I'm really confused as to what, I mean, this band has been around since 1981. It's now 2022. And this band has been it's an original state, except for, of course, Dave Mustaine, and then, rest in peace, Cliff Burton, and then Jason Newsted, and now Robert Trujillo. But the band has been in the, you know, with some troubles and tribulations along the way, of course, like every band does, but... hold on, I'm looking up something here. There we go. So, this band has been around for so long. I don't know what sound you want them to have. Because you don't want them to... They're doing their own thing. Let them do their own goddamn thing. Let them do their own damn thing. And Lux Eterna to me is a kick-ass song. People are like, oh, it's lame, the drums are lame, and blah, 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 blah. Then don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. It's a kick-ass song from my perspective, considering they've been around for so goddamn long, and they're still putting metal music on the fucking map. Period. They're still selling out shows. Period. They're still doing what they love. And they still play with so much passion, and they love their fans so much. I just don't understand why everybody's hating on Metallica. Some people think Metallica's overrated, and I don't get it. I don't get it for a second. But, you know, whatever. They came out with Hardwired to Self-Destruct album in 2016. I was the first one at Best Buy the minute it opened, got the CD, cranked up the CD, heard Hardwired, Moth into Flame, spit out the bone, and I got goosebumps. I'm like, God, this band has been around for so goddamn long, still kicking ass. Still kicking ass. There's nothing you can say bad about them at all. Nothing. And if you don't like the way they're playing their guitar or their drums, then you fucking do it then. You get up and take Lars' place and you do a whole concert doing all their songs. Man, I bet you believe you probably would have a heart attack, because I lose 40 pounds already just watching Lars at a concert doing what he does. I mean, people has their opinions. People are not... Metallica's not for everybody, and I get it. But you can't sit there and criticize a band on what they love to do. They love to make music for their fans. That's what they love. And now here we are, 6 years later, boom, another Metallica album. 72 Seasons. And I already streamed the song Lux Eterna, and it's on my Amazon playlist. It's going to be on my Spotify playlist in a minute. I mean, I love it. I love it. I mean, I don't know. I just don't get people. Metallica, for some of you who know, during COVID, I was an essential worker. I'm a 911 operator. And I didn't have a choice to stay at home during lockdown. I had to go out in this shit while everything was happening. Every single day, go out in this shit. Every day. And I didn't have a choice to stay at home. And so, Metallica on YouTube, every Monday, for the whole year, with their all Within My Hands Foundation, every Monday, they played a rant. Lars would come on Mondays, on YouTube, give us a clip beforehand about a random concert somewhere, didn't matter what year it was, from 2010, 2008, 2000, 1983, 2020, like 2010, and he would give us a backstory about the concert, and then they would play the whole concert, and then during that whole concert, you can donate to All Within Their Hands Foundation, which I did. And when I tell you, I looked forward to every single Monday. Metallica kept me going through COVID. I could not wait for a Monday's concert to come up, and I would blast that fucker, and I would be headbanging, I would be singing. I mean, you would act like I'd never seen them before in my whole life. But I would be so excited, and I thank God for Metallica, and I thank God that they helped me get through COVID. It was remarkable. And I would like to thank Metallica for that. And I also did donate to All Within My Hands. So giving to a good foundation, you were giving, sharing, and rocking out. You can't beat that at all. You can't. You know, people are going to piss and moan about Metallica. Always. You're gonna find haters everywhere. You're going to find people who don't like Metallica. You're going to find people who like, you know, other bands better. But, you know, if you don't like them, who gives a shit? So what? If you think you can do better, go in and join the band and see what you can do. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I like Megadeth. I like a few of their songs, but that's it. But I'm not going to go and troll them and say something negative against them, because what the hell am I going to do? You know, people are just so big and bad, you know, behind a keyboard talking shit. Metallica's not going anywhere, whether you like it or not. Whether you want to express your lame-ass opinion about them, it doesn't matter. Metallica's going to continue to kick ass, play music, sell out shows, make more albums, because that's what they love to do. What if somebody came up to you and asked you to stop doing what you love to do? You're going to tell them to probably screw off. So unless you can do better, go audition for the band. Go audition for the band and see what the fuck you can do. It's ridiculous. Some of these people are ridiculous. Metallica. Is a great metal band. And they will always be a great metal band, regardless of what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody else thinks, but what I think. And this is all purely about what I think. Metallica has been in every aspect of my life. I'm 52. Metallica has been in every aspect of my life. Teenage. You know, I got, you know, he's been with me through high school. When my mom passed in 1990. You know, Metallica is, they don't know it, and they're probably never going to know. But Metallica has helped me through a lot more than they know. So, when I did look up the album, 72 Seasons, which I said before, it's going to be available April 14th, 2023 for vinyl, CD, digital download, which I'm probably going to get the digital download and eventually get the vinyl. I think the vinyl is 40 and I think the CD is 40, but I'm not sure. I can't wait to hear the whole album. And I don't care what anybody says. You know, I saw this thing on this meme called, talking about, you know, there's no old Metallica. There's no new Metallica. There's just Metallica. Because you have people that think that way. They think, oh, old Metallica, new Metallica. It's just one freaking Metallica. And that's it. If you don't like them, don't like them. If you liked them in their old days, that's fine. If you don't like them now, that's fine. I like them old, new, present, past, future, whatever. Is there a couple albums I really don't care for? Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan of a band, of course, there are going to be a couple albums or songs you don't like. But I'm ecstatic for this new album. I was ecstatic when they came out with Hardwired to Self-Destruct, I'll tell you that. Blacken, that's one of my favorite albums. Ride the Lightning. Of course, there's going to be a couple songs I don't like, but I'm not going to stop being a fan and criticize just because they came out with new shit. I don't know how you want them to sound. They sound great to me. You know, nothing's going to be 100% perfect to your liking. Ever. If you don't like it, then don't listen. Period. So, but they do have, however, they do have a concert coming up for this year. No, next year and the year before, and the year after, 2024. Okay, so we have for, it's the M72 World Tour, and it's two nights, two different sets with two different opening acts. Now, from what I looked at, I only wanted to buy one show. Which was a Soldier Field, August 9th and 11th, 2024 at Soldier Field, which was with Mammoth, which is, you know, is with Woofy Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen's son, Pantera, what? Yes, and Metallica on August 9th. That's the show I wanted to go to. I mean, who wouldn't? But however, I think you have to buy tickets for both shows, which the second show is Ice Nine Kills, I think, and Five Finger Death Punch for the second show, which I'm not a fan of neither one of those bands too much, but not enough for me to see at least. But I wish I would have been able to buy one ticket to see the first show, because I would love to see Mammoth, Pantera. Holy crap, and Metallica, what a fucking show that would have been. Woo! I would. Now, they're coming 2024, that means I'll be 54, so I would have to probably take some extra Tylenol. And then I'll probably wake up in the next morning with severe whiplash. I would have to make sure I'm off work the next day with my old ass over there headbanging and shit. Oh, God. Okay. So, April 27th and 29th, they're going to be in Amsterdam, Netherlands of next year. May 17th and 19th, Paris, France of next year. Then May 26th and 28th, they'll be in Hamburg, Germany. Gothenburg, Sweden, they'll be June 16th and 18th. August 4th and 6th, they'll be in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And August 11th and 13th, Montreal, Canada. August 18th and 20th of next year, Arlington, Texas. August 25th and 27th of next year, Los Angeles, California. September 1st and 3rd of next year, Phoenix, Arizona. November 3rd and 5th of next year, St. Louis, Missouri. November 10th and 12th of next year, Detroit, Michigan. And then these are for 2024. Munich, Germany, May 24th and 26th. June 7th and 9th, Helsinki, Finland. Now remember, all these are 2024, so it's 2 years from now, which all of you know, I know. And then July 5th and 7th, Warsaw, Poland. July 12th and 14th, Madrid, Spain. And then August 9th and 11th, Chicago, Illinois. August 16th and 18th of 2024, Minneapolis, Minnesota. August 23rd and 25th of 2024, Edmonton, Canada. August 30th and September 1st of 2024, Seattle, Washington. And then September 20th and 22nd of 2024 and 27th and 29th of 2024, Mexico City, Mexico. And I'm pretty sure some of these are tentative to change. But however, it would have been nice to go to one show instead of buying two, because I think tickets range from $500 a ticket to well over $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a ticket. And then you got to meet a lot of VIP packages, meet and greet packages that are $3,000 to $6,000, I think, and whatever. But so I saw Metallica when they came to Soldier Field the last time with Hardwired Tour. So I saw them at Soldier Field. And then I saw them the following year at Pfizer Forum here in Milwaukee. I think they were like the second band ever to play at the Pfizer Forum when it was first built. So I just saw them twice recently within the last few years. So if I don't get to see them this tour, I'll be good. I have seen them three times in my whole life. 1988, of course, Monsters of Rock Tour. Would it be nice to go to this tour? It sure would, because I would love to see Pantera and Mammoth. I just wanted to get on here and express my little opinion about Metallica and their new stuff coming out, which I'm pretty sure some of you already knew. I'm a little late on the wagon coming on talking about it, but I'm so ecstatic. I'm excited to talk about one of my favorite metal bands ever coming out with some new shit, because they came out with it from out of nowhere. I'm so excited. I'm so amped. You know, loving Metallica for me, like I said, I'm 52, it's like loving my childhood, and they just keep coming at, and I love it. Keep on coming, and I'm here for it. 100%. 100%. So, and for those of you that are wondering, my second, actually they're tied for first, Metallica and Living Color are tied for first of my favorite metal bands. I already did a podcast about Living Color already. So, yeah. So I wanted to get on here and just express my thoughts about Metallica and remember their new album, April 14th, 2023. Be all over it. Enjoy it. And remember, hear the song Lux Eterna. It's a kick-ass song. And then tour starts next year and the year after. Look it up. See what you can find. And so... And remember always to stay safe and still have fun. Enjoy life. Blast your favorite music. Because to me, that's what I do. Like I said, I'm a 911 operator. And so some days are very, very, very stressful. Very, very rough. So when I leave there, I am exhausted. And I get in my car and I play my music and I blast it. You know, and I feel better. So... Don't ever underestimate the power of music, because it's always there for you and it always makes you feel better. Sorry, I had to do my podcast in my room because I normally have a podcast little office, but my two older sons are in there and they're playing the game. And you know, if you have sons and you know their gaming voice, pounding on desk and yelling, you know what I'm talking about. So they shunned me to my room to do my podcast because otherwise they would have been all over my microphone and being loud and yelling and, you know how it goes. So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I hope everybody enjoyed each other's company. And remember, life is short, people. Always tell the people that surround you. Tell them you love them. Give them a hug. So I will be doing a couple more podcasts before the holidays. So just remember, peace, love, and rock and roll.